Hi, this is a personal synthesis podcast. Today we would like to introduce you with this arguably most comprehensive model of personal development. With me is the creator of personal synthesis, Dr. Nash Popovic. How are you, Nash?
Good afternoon. Very well. Nice to see you.
Thank you. First, I want to ask you, how would you describe personal synthesis?
Personal synthesis is best described as the complete guide to personal development. What I mean by that, it is a one-stop shop, if you like, to bring together all the areas that play a vital role in our everyday lives, starting from self-awareness to intimate relationships.
Yeah, so there are so many the subjects in personal synthesis, and really is the most comprehensive model. So why do we need something like this, guide like this?
In attempt to answer that question, I want to ask you, what really matters in your life? What sort of things are really important to know?
My feelings, my well-being. It's
right,
extremely
right.
important to me. My psychological well-being, I mean, because we are living in a time when you don't have much chances, much time to think about your personal well-being, because everything is so fast.
Yeah.
And I'm trying in this time to learn more about myself, about my feelings, to accept them. So that's the most important things.
Yes. So what I hear that you're saying is that what really matters is to your own well-being and happiness, and how, and that in, may involve learning how to deal with your feelings and emotions, how to think well, how to have good relationships, how to make decisions, how to motivate yourself, and so on and so on. Now, another question that I have, what did you learn in school?
I learned much about some other things, but
yes,
nothing at all about this, about
yes,
ourselves.
So you learn in school about history, right?
Yes, of course.
History, mathematics. Maybe science, maybe mathematics, languages and things like that,
yeah.
Geography. So you had a lot of subjects, but very little about things that really matter in your life.
Yes, I never learned about myself.
That's right. So we learn a lot about the world, but very, very little about ourselves. And personal synthesis is an attempt to fill in that gap. So what we try to do in personal synthesis is to put together tips and useful advice about every important area of your personal life. So we start with self-awareness, and then we cover feelings and emotional reactions, thinking, mental stability. Then we go on to cover things like courage and how to deal with pleasure, for example. Then motivation, meaning, various types of relationships, conflict resolution, and so on. There are 64 areas, and each of them is presented a very concise way with useful tips how to deal with these areas in your life.
That's exactly what I wanted to ask you. You read my mind, but something I want to say. First time when I was introduced to personal synthesis,
yeah,
it helped me a lot. And I'm going to explain our listeners why. I've been in some rocky relationship, if I could say so, a couple of years ago, you remember.
Yes.
So I was sad, I was down a little bit.
Yeah.
Not much, but I was. So you pointed me to especially one area in personal synthesis. So I went there, I read all that area about relationships. I can say it really helped me. Then I was so delighted. So I started to read the rest. And really, when I say it's most comprehensive personal development
yeah.
model, I can say that from my from my personal experience.
Yes, yes. Thank you for sharing your experience. This is really, I think, better than bringing any statistics or any numbers or any research behind the model and things like that. Thank you.
I want to tell to our listeners that from now on, we're going to cover area by area of personal synthesis. And we're going to start with self-awareness, because that's a foundation of everything. And you can tell us, please, why is that? Why self-awareness is that foundation of everything?
Self-awareness is really the starting point for everything, because if you want to make any change in your life, if you want to be more in charge of your life, you first of all need to know what is there. It's like with, let's say, a car. If you want to know what you can do with that car, if you want to be in charge of the car, you need to know a little bit about that, how it works. You need to look occasionally, at least underneath the bonnet, in order to be more in control. And that's what we want to achieve. And self-awareness is absolutely essential for that. So we will talk to our listeners next time about what are the most effective ways to increase their self-awareness.
Thank you, Nash. It was a real pleasure. And to our listeners, this was introduction to personal synthesis. Next week, we are starting with our topics. First is self-awareness, and everything they want to read is available at personalsynthesis.com. Thank you.